talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I didn't even know that Henry Kriegel with Americans for Prosperity Montana, I was chatting with him the other day and, you know, talking about a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't know this. I didn't know Henry Kriegel once upon a time attended Columbia University in New York City. You know, Henry Kriegel's been a freedom fighter. He was, you know, working with Reagan in Afghanistan in the 80s. He was a big Tea Party leader here at the local level in Montana in the early 2010s. And now he's, of course, the Deputy State Director for Americans for Prosperity Montana. But I didn't know that he went to Columbia University. You know who else I didn't know? Oh, but anyway, Henry had called out. He was calling out his alma mater for the shameful way these Jewish students are being treated, or any students who are defending Israel on the Columbia University campus, for the shameful way that they're being treated right now. You know, basically, they're forcing all these kids now into remote learning because the threats and the violence and the intimidation against these Jewish students was so grotesque that they had to shut down classes, not only for Monday, but then again on Tuesday. And now, apparently, for the rest of the semester, they are doing remote learning. And one of our listeners made a good point that messaged us on the Montana Talks app yesterday. They said, you know, I don't think Columbia shut down classes because they're trying to protect their Jewish students. I think they shut down their classes because they're trying to protect their reputation, because so many of their professors and so many of their students are on full display with their anti-American garbage and with their anti-Semitism, and it is a straight-up embarrassment for Columbia University right now. So they shut down classes to try to protect their reputation from the embarrassment that is so many of their professors and so many of their students that they are indoctrinating with this anti-American, anti-Semitic garbage now for years. So, I didn't know that Henry had gone to Columbia University, but you know what? He called them out for the shameful actions that are taking place right now. Some of the latest video footage, if you haven't seen it, shows these professors and these students fighting with law enforcement. Law enforcement finally went in to clear them out, to clear out these rioters threatening violence against Jewish students, and they started fighting with law enforcement. You know who else I didn't know went to Columbia University? I just saw this via X. The Montana Republican Party just shared this message yesterday. As a Columbia alumni and, quote, constitutional attorney, you would think that Rafe Graybill could condemn the blatant anti-Semitic protests happening at his alma mater. I didn't know that Rafe Graybill, he was the lockdown lawyer who was telling you to shut up and wear your mask, who was poking flathead business owners in the chest, telling you to shut down your business. He didn't tell the big box stores to shut down their businesses. He's also the Democrat candidate for lieutenant governor, one of them right now. So why won't Rafe get, maybe he has, maybe in the meantime he has, I haven't seen it yet, but why had he refused to call out his own alma mater? Why do so many Democrats refuse to condemn the anti-Semitism on full display in their party on their college campuses that they own? If you are concerned about the transients invading Billings, Bozeman, and Missoula, there's an important U.S. Supreme Court case to watch. I've got the details, MontanaTalks.com.
News Talk 970 and 103.3 FM, KBUL. Your home for Fox News, Hannity, Bongino, and Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, speaking of the governor's race, the Democrat candidate for governor, have you guys seen this new video yet that was released by the Republican Governors Association, by the RGA? It's absolutely hysterical. My favorite part of the whole video, you know, we were talking about Rafe Graybill. Rafe Graybill, he was the lockdown lawyer for former Democrat Governor Steve Bullock. You know why Steve Bullock lost the U.S. Senate race to Steve Daines in 2020 by nearly 10 points? a big part of it was because of the lockdowns that they fully embraced. Rafe Graybill was Steve Bullock's lockdown lawyer, the guy that was telling you to shut up and wear masks, the guy that was canceling your kids' sporting events. Heck, there was a time period you couldn't even use an outdoor swimming pool because of the lockdown lawyer. That was just like, are you kidding me? And this was the guy who would go around, if you owned a fabric store in Polson, he would poke you in the chest, tell you, oh, well, you need to shut down because of COVID. But if you were a big box store, you could sell all the fabric you wanted to. It was just the mom and pop Montana shops that he was going to go poke in the chest, right? So this guy is the lieutenant governor candidate. The gun control guy is his running mate, running for one of the Democrats running for governor. Well, in this newly released video, I just my favorite part of the whole video is when Ryan Bussey gets right into the camera. It's like extreme close up. He gets right into the camera. Put it on YouTube. Put it on YouTube, Greg. Put it on every single channel, Greg. I'm watching you. It's just hysterical because I've gotten to see two different Ryan Busseys. The first Ryan Bussey was the guy who came in wagging his tail, pretending to be moderate. Oh yeah, no, even though I was getting paid $150 an hour by California to testify in support of their gun control bill, no, I support gun rights. Yeah, no, I love guns. Love guns. Yeah, that was the first Ryan Bussey. The second Ryan Bussey, I think he knew he needed to step it up. He came in ready to fight. And it was fun. We had a fun conversation. And when I see the extreme close-up of Ryan Bussey in this video, I'm like, there he is. That's the Ryan Bussey we all know from Twitter. Here he is trashing Kalispell, and he's touting AOC as one of the smartest people he's ever worked with, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let me play the audio for you here, for those of you who haven't seen or heard it yet.
I'm not embarrassed about anything I'm running on. Go put it on YouTube. Put it on every single channel, Greg. I'm watching it.
We've got to find ways to make child care more expensive.
Too smart people
are identified as not paranoid or paranoid. I live in Kalispell. Some of you might have heard. Not the most enlightened political place in the world.
The Democratic Governors Association believes in the plan.
Oh, man. I'm telling you, you got to go watch this video. That's absolutely hysterical. I'm not embarrassed. Let me read the transcript for you since the audio might have been a little hard to hear there. I'm not embarrassed about anything I'm running on. Go put it on YouTube. Put it on every single channel, Greg. I'm watching you. He's referring to Greg Gianforte, the governor there, of course. And then he says, we've got to find ways to make childcare more expensive. And then he says, the two smartest people I've testified in front of and prepared with are AOC and Jamie Raskin. AOC is, of course, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. He says she's one of the smartest people he's testified in front of and prepared with. And then Jamie Raskin is the other one. Who is Jamie Raskin? Jamie Raskin is the 2000 election denier. He's the election denier from the 2000 Bush v. Gore elections, who thinks that Donald Trump should be put behind bars because Donald Trump has criticized the 2020 election. See, it's okay for Jamie Raskin to criticize the election of 2000, but it's not okay for Donald Trump to criticize the crazy election of 2020 and all the shenanigans that obviously took place in the 2020 elections. But then what about this line? What do our KJJR listeners think about this line? He says, I live in Kalispell. Some of you might have heard it's not the most enlightened political place in the world. Well, do enlighten us there, Ryan. If you despise Kalispell so much, then why do you live there? I mean, you didn't grow up there. You're not from Kalispell. Heck, you're not even from Montana. If you don't like it so much, why do you live there? Well, the property taxes are lower than other parts. I guess Ryan Bussey could have lived in Missoula. He could move to Missoula, but you know what? The property taxes would be a lot worse in Missoula, wouldn't they, Ryan? Well, why is that? Well, because they've got Democrat county commissioners down there in Missoula. And, you know, Ryan Bussey, his taxes, he hardly had any sort of a property tax increase at all. I think it was like $60. And so, but that's because Kalispell has Republican county commissioners. And so, you know, Ryan Bussey may not like Kalispell, but do you think he's going to move to Missoula? Man, he'd have to pay a lot more property taxes into those Democrat county commissioners, wouldn't he? A lot more. And then he wouldn't be able to use the parks because the transients, you know, are defecating in the water fountains and leaving drug needles down on the banks of the Clark Fork River. So it's be really tough. So as much as Ryan Bussey really despises the people of Kalispell, he's going to stay there because he gets to benefit from the better policies of a Republican county commission than the Democrat county commissioners down in Missoula. All right, 406-294-0970, the number for you, or you can message us on our Montana Talks app. We've got the phone lines open for the next 2 hours. Even Ryan Bussey could call in right now if he wants to. It's carbon free. He doesn't even have to drive and see us. Just call in right now. Man, it is an absolute circus, a clown show that is taking place in this country right now. But this is no normal circus. This is no normal clown show. Did you guys hear about Paranormal Cirque? The Paranormal Circus in Billings last weekend. Boy, doesn't our country seem like a paranormal circus right now? Open borders, criminals put back out on the streets, the lawlessness, crazy. Paranormal, practically. Montana Talks, statewide, 9 to 10.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Go put it on YouTube. Go put it on every channel. That's why we're doing some a little bit more generic music here. So, you know, we like to mix it up with more music, but we're trying to make it generic so we can hit those YouTube, you know, Spotify deals after the show, et cetera, here. I'm telling you, you got to go watch this video and then send me your messages in response on our Montana Talks app, or you can call in right now as well. I see the Associated Press finally has a story here. The Associated, I was surprised nobody had done a news story really on this. I think who had a story last week? It was like a Washington, D.C. publication. It was like either the Washington Times or the Washington Free Beacon. Let's see. Yeah, here it is. Playing hardball. National Park Service browbeats baseball team over trademark infringement. Where was this from? I think, oh, this was from the Washington Times. Yeah, it was a week ago. This was in the Washington Times a week ago. Now, I know we mentioned this story last week, but I see the Montana Associated Press finally has a story. Montana minor league baseball team in dispute with National Park Service over Arrowhead logo. I'll give you the brief blurb here from the Associated Press. A minor league baseball team in Montana is calling out the U.S. Department of Interior for, quote, unwarranted and relentless trademark claims in a battle over the use of an Arrowhead logo. The Glacier Range Riders in Kalispell, Montana, are members of a Major League Baseball partner league. The team applied for several trademarks and logos in 2022. The Interior Department, the Biden Interior Department, we should remind you, opposed a logo of an arrowhead surrounding the letters RR for Range Riders. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the PTO, rejected the Park Service's protest over the logo. So the agency followed with a letter of opposition, which triggers a legal case. That just shows you how nuts these folks are. The deep state operatives at the Department of Interior now being run by the Biden administration folks. So it was silly enough that they protested the Range Riders filing for this trademark, right? They objected to the Glacier Range Riders logo here. And the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office rejected the U.S. Department of Interior and stood by the Glacier Range Riders in Kalispell, Montana. Now, you'd think that would be enough to say, okay, hey, you silly freaking clowns at the Department of Interior. Okay, you filed your objection. You got denied by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Okay, maybe you can go back and focus on more important things now. Oh, no. They had to double down. They want to still keep fighting this fight. And that's what they're doing. Let me see this Washington Times story from a week ago. Playing hardball, National Park Service browbeats baseball team over trademark infringement. A lower-level minor league baseball team says the National Park Service is trying to bully it into giving up its Arrowhead logo, complaining that people might be unable to tell the difference between the federal agency and a baseball club. Playing the role of David is the Glacier Range Riders, based in Kalispell, Montana. That leaves the Park Service in the role of Goliath, throwing the weight of the federal government behind its effort to bury the team under a mountain of paperwork and legal bills. I'll bet you whatever bureaucrat is behind this trademark battle with the Glacier Range Riders, I'll bet you they couldn't even reach home plate if they were allowed to throw out the first pitch. But these lightweights, they sure like to use the heavy weight of the federal government to go against anybody, don't they? KJJR Radio, if you guys didn't see it, maybe they finally prompted the AP to do a story on this. KJJR yesterday, or no, a couple of days ago via Twitter, via X, they shared this. They shared the two logos, so you can see them side by side. And if you go to x.com/Aaron Flint, you can see it. I shared the KJJR tweet here. KJJR shared this. The Department of Interior is suing the Glacier Range Riders for a trademark violation over the baseball team's Arrowhead logo. DOI claims that people will be confused and associate it with the National Park Service. What do you think? And then you can see these two logos right next to each other. And let's see. Waste of money. Lawyers are bored. I think we just want to go to a ball game and be left alone, was another comment in response. You can't even go to a baseball game and be left alone from these nut jobs. And then I shared this. You know, on Friday's show, last Friday, we had Wyoming Congresswoman Harriet Hageman on this show. And she said this. She said, quote, I asked her about this whole dispute over the logo with the baseball team. She says, quote, it shows you that we are being governed right now by unserious people, and it also demonstrates that they have far too much time on their hands and far too much money to spend. We have a government that's $35 trillion in debt, and they're wasting time and money going after a baseball team? I mean, it is. She was spot on. This just shows us how we are governed by unserious people that are running this country into the ground right now. I don't think I got a chance to play this back and forth last week on this show. Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, he had a back and forth with Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. And anyway, let's listen to part of this back and forth as he was questioning her about this absurd litigation taking place against the Glacier Range Riders.
Madam Secretary, are you aware of a local minor baseball team called the Glacier Riders? Range Riders? Well, are you aware that your department's litigation over the Glacier Range Riders logo? Are you aware that your department is litigating over their logo?
Congressman, I believe the name changes go to the Board of Geographic Names.
Nothing to do with name change. It's a logo. Are you aware that your department is in litigation? Yes or no, ma'am?
No, I'm not aware. Okay.
Are you aware that the Arrowhead is oftentimes used as a logo in many organizations?
No, I'm not aware of that.
Well, let me give you an example of an Arrowhead being used as logos for those Kansas City guys. This is a numerous, and there are high schools, et cetera, that all use the logos. So my point is gathering, have you also understand that the government patent office has twice ruled against your department on that the Glacier riders do not violate the patent. So are you aware of that? And yes or no, and I would assume it would be no, I don't want to answer for you.
Congressman, I am, just to be clear, I'm not aware of anything okay. with the range riders.
Well, and this is the problem as a secretary, because sometimes a large department does harm to local entities, like the baseball team, and I'll go further. I'm gonna read a missive from your attorneys sent to the baseball team after the U.S. Patent Office said twice that it's not a violation of the logo. So what you demanded was a sample of each label, tag, sticker, container, package, box, packaging insert, point of sale display, and brochure ever used, sold to be considered for use or sale, bearing the Range Riders logo. To be clear, the request would also cover production of each and every item sold.
You know what? I'm going to need some of those items as well. I demand stickers. I demand jerseys. I'd also like a couple of tickets. Actually, can you get me 5 tickets so I can bring all the kids, too? Can you throw in some hot dogs and some popcorn? A couple beers, too, if you don't mind while you're at it. I'm really going to have to dive into detail on this story here. You know, here's the thing. That was over a week ago. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland could say, I'm unaware of that. I'm unaware. Yeah, you're unaware of a lot of things. But you're aware now. Why are we still a week later? Why is this story still out there a week later after she was made aware of it? Right? Again, these are unserious people running this country into the ground. Jerry in Columbia Falls, good to hear from you. What's your thoughts?
Well, good morning, Darren, and good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I was just going to say that, you know, the United States government is not complaining about everything that people are doing. I mean, they're not complaining about the use of the clowns when they talk about the Senate and the congressmen. They haven't said anything about those pictures of the clowns representing them. So they're not complaining about everybody.
Well, clowns are generic. They would have to be impersonating specific. You know, if they impersonated Krusty the Clown, then you might have a trademark dispute. Jamie Raskin's pretty close. He's pretty close there, right?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, that would be the next thing. And we're not clowns either. So, yeah. Well, that was my take on that.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Jerry. Great to hear from you. Nancy and Roundup, stand by. We'll get to you after the break here because I know you'll want to chat for more than 30 seconds, so I don't want to cut you off by the hard break that's coming up here right around the corner. But, you know, the clown show, it's just what I talked about yesterday, right, Jerry? You know, we see normal clown show stuff. This trademark dispute with the baseball team in Kalispell, this is normal clown show stuff coming out of the Democrat Party, right? But then we've got open borders, criminals being put back out on the streets. They want to chop body parts off of kids to promote their radical transgender agenda. That's the paranormal circ. That's the paranormal clown show operation, which is the Democrat Party running this country right now, Joe Biden and John Tester. By the way, paranormal circ, I believe, is trademarked. So just in case any of you are going to try to use that name there.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, yeah. Matt with KJJR, he just sent me a link to all of the Glacier Range Riders merchandise that apparently people can purchase right now. Oh, man, I'll bet you their web sales are going to be booming here in the next few days if they haven't been already. You know, you think about it, it's just like that clown in the Chuck Schumer commercial criticizing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy and the Little Belt Cattle Company for marketing their beef by having their Little Belt Cattle Company ranch name on pink hooded sweatshirts and coffee mugs Greg Putnam told us, yeah, they completely sold out of the pink hooded sweatshirt, so they're going to get more of those. Merchandise sales just went through the roof. They already do really well with merchandise sales to promote their beef and to, you know, enhance producer profitability. But man, once that clown in the Chuck Schumer commercial attacked Tim Sheehy over that one, their merchandise sales really went through the roof. I'll bet you the same thing's going to happen probably, or already has been happening, with the Glacier Range Riders as well. They got some cool stuff. They got some cool hooded sweatshirts and more on their website. And, you know, their whole marketing pitch right now could be, hey, want to tick off the National Park Service? Hey, want to, you know, the people that make you get a reservation to go to Glacier? Well, wear a Glacier Range Riders sweatshirt. Want to tick off Joe Biden and Deb Haaland? Get your Glacier Range Riders t-shirt. Get your hot dogs. Get your popcorn. Man, we should be sitting at a baseball game right now. Let's go to Nancy in Roundup on the phone lines. Great to hear from you, Nancy.
Yeah, I got a couple of items today of interest. Yesterday on KGVO, I got to talk with both Rafe and this Bussy character, and they were really pushing the idea of public school systems, how great it is, and that they were both parents and very caring individuals, you know, and push for public education. So I got on the air and I asked him, you know, about the federalization of our public school education since 1979 by the Democratic Party, and that is failing our students, that 57% of the American children cannot read or write upon our graduation. So they still praise, and they kind of hee-hawed around a little bit. But anyway, I also asked about the homeless situation here in Montana, especially in Missoula, and I said, I don't want any compassion or sympathy. I want a solution. Well, neither one had a solution to speak of, because they were talking about the increase of our taxes here in the state, and of course, all this homelessness and all these specialized building and permits and building of small houses and giving them free apartments and this and that is costing the American homeowner taxes, increase in taxes. Mm-hmm. So their campaign yesterday really didn't have any effect on me or anybody else.
Yeah.
But I have an illegal alien story.
Yeah, hold that story for just a second. I want you to share that as well, Nancy. But just real quick, I just had a thought, you know, because obviously I'm giving Bussy and Grable a hard time here. But I'll hand it to them. Hey, at least they're willing to go on to radio shows and take phone calls from folks like you and other listeners, right? And especially after the primary elections, we'll get more of these candidates on for like the full hour. Think about it. Bussy and Grable, these two radical candidates for governor and lieutenant governor, they're willing to go on a show and take a phone call from Nancy and Roundup. Why is liberal Senator John Tester too chicken to take a phone call from Nancy and Roundup, right?
Right, well, because he doesn't feel he needs to. He's got all these globalists backing him now, and he, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't have to wipe his feet on us Montanans anymore.
You're spot on.
He's above all that.
Yep.
Hey, this is an illegal alien story. You know how I am about that. Anyway, I was missing a campaign sign up on Highway West 12. And there had been a crew out there, and I thought that maybe they had thrown it off in the bushes or something. So I went up there to see if I could find my sign, because, you know, I have to pay for those. Anyway, there's a crew out there, and so I stopped, parked the car off the side of the road, and there were two guys bent over, and they had hooded jackets on, and they heard me pull the car up, and the one stood up, and the other one was stayed bent over, but he looked at me. My God, one was very, very dark-colored, and the other one was, I would say, a Central American. Well, the one tall guy, my expression must have gave my thoughts away, because he kind of looked at me and he put his hands in his pocket. Anyway, he pointed to the foreman who started to walk over to me, and I said, I'm missing a campaign sign, you know, and I introduced myself, and I said, have you seen it? And he said, no, but if he did, he'd set it back up for me. So anyway, I said, are those illegal aliens working over there? And he said, yes, I believe that they are. And he says, I think the ones here on a visa. I said, really? And he says, you know,
well, that's not illegal,
like,
then.
You,
if they're on a visa, they're not illegal. But, yeah, I mean.
Well, but he said he thought. But anyway, he said, you know, I'm from Mississippi. And I have trouble finding people to work down in my home state. And I said, you're kidding me. I says, really? He says, yeah. He said, but here in Montana, I don't seem to have that problem. It's a better grade of people. But he says, I'm like you. I don't like the invasion at the border either. And so it was just weird to see these two people out there working, you know, and they're so many hundreds of thousands of miles away from their homeland. And it just amazed me that there I am about a mile outside of, the intersection of the Roundup Road and Highway 12 to come across these illegal aliens. And there you go. There's a story right there.
Yeah, interesting. Although, you know, again, if they are on, on a visa, that's, of course, legal. That's legal immigration and following the law. Where it gets questionable is now the Biden administration is starting to just give anybody paperwork, right? You come across this country illegally, they'll slap the asylum sticker on you. They'll call you an asylee. They'll slap the refugee sticker on anybody anymore. And the other thought that comes to mind is, I wonder how many white liberal young men are sitting on their butts doing nothing at that exact same moment in time, in Missoula or elsewhere, right? Nancy, thanks for the call. Next up, State Senator Brad Molnar out of Laurel. Brad, it was great to see you Friday night at the Lincoln-Reagan dinner.
Yeah, that was a really fun night. And I did have somebody call and take the ticket, and he showed up and shared the table with my wife and I and several others. It was great. Yeah.
That was Chris in Lewistown, a wounded warrior out of Lewistown. Yeah, he said he's the one who got the free ticket you offered up. That was really cool.
Yeah. And, you know, he really added a lot to the table. He's a quiet-spoken guy, but he joined in the conversation. He was well-spoken, and he knew what he was talking about. It was great.
Yeah, good guy. Yeah. Well, what did you want to talk about this morning?
Well, on MTN News, and I was on the broadcast, and now in some editorials in all the Lee papers, the head of the Democratic Party are taking shots at Governor Gianforte for the taxes on his homes, trying to make it look like he's doing something, you know, shady. And if somebody, you know, if the governor needs somebody to call him out, I'll call him out, you know. So, but
yeah, you're willing to take shots at both sides. Yeah. I mean, you're you're an elected Republican, but you're also one of the most independent guys out there. put party labels aside, right?
Yeah, but in this case, I rise in defense of the governor. The main thrust seems to be that he's taking an advantage of the ag lands taxable evaluations, which are not based on property values, they're based on production values. And so they use that to say that's why his taxes on his homes are less. In fact, the home and the 1 acre it sits on are taxed the same as any other home. There is no ag exemption for the home on the property. So they're definitely wrong on that. And if you add it all up, they're saying, well, on percentage, you know, this guy's house went up and that one went down. And I, of course, get a lot of calls on that. But they take a region, an area, and they pick six properties that they think are the highest values. That's by state law. And then everybody else's taxes are adjusted according to that. You get one adjuster that then will adjust one home down would be very unique. MTN looked. And they did file the paperwork. They couldn't find anything wrong. But the seedy side of politics now is you don't have to do anything wrong. They will try to make it look like you did.
Oh, exactly. And I thought that whole that Montana Television Network piece, it was clearly they were copying and pasting Democrat Party talking points. It was a hit piece. It was a biased liberal hit piece by the Montana Television Network. And yet they still refuse to ever throw tough questions to John Tester or the Democrats. And it's like and yet it was a failed attempt once again. And I think they just hurt their own credibility in the process with that whole attempted hit piece. Yeah, Senator Molnar, thanks for calling in. I appreciate hearing from you. We got to get to Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere right after this. Phone lines are open for the 9 o'clock hour as well.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And they had this battle of, you know, whether or not this gag order is legitimate, and a fight between Trump's attorneys and the judge. You're losing credibility. Well, why does everybody else involved in the case allowed to talk and give their opinions, and Trump can't go out and defend himself? Seems pretty straightforward. If you're going to let one side talk, you got to let all sides talk. There was no crime here. They made it up. They have to combine a non-existent state misdemeanor beyond the statute of limitations, tie it to a federal felony, which was not prosecuted by the federal government that did look at it. And all of this is just the way that, I guess, American justice works under a weaponized justice system of Merrick Garland and Joe Biden.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Spring with a drink.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Tiff in Hungry Horse, apparently she went to our Montana Talks website and saw the video that we've got there, the video showing the Democrat candidate for governor. Put it on YouTube. Put it on every single channel, Greg. I'm watching you. It's like a WWF video. He just gets right in front of the camera. Put it on YouTube. Oh, it's on YouTube. It's on the Montana Talks website right now, too. But anyway, Tiff says, I just watched the video. Spit coffee everywhere. Had to change clothes. Thank you. I needed a good laugh to start the day. Tim and Savage says this about the whole Glacier Range Riders and the trademark dispute that the Biden Interior Department is complaining about here. If the U.S. Patent Office approved the logo, shouldn't the suit be against them? Not the baseball team? Very good question from Tim and Savage. Let's go to Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Rock, what's going on?
Oh, just give you a little baseball history in my family here, and then we'll get to the Range Riders. But my dad was a semi-pro catcher, and my mom played in the Professional Women's League in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And then I grew up at Wrigley Field.
So your mom was like a league of their own. Your mom was one of those women. Cool.
She was one of those women. And there's also another gal that was in that league that lives over in Bozeman that used to go to church with me. So, but anyway, and I went up until, you know, played ball until Legion. So I loved baseball. And anymore, I really don't follow pros. I do like, you know, to watch Legion ball or you know, AAA, AA ball. But it's sad because, unfortunately, it's us that is suing that ball team because it's our money.
Good point.
It's our tax money.
Yeah.
That are going to sit. And all these guys want to do is play ball. I lived down in Tucson for a while, and I used to go to the Tucson Toros down there, AAA ball club. And, well, it's a, I think, Cleveland Indians team. But anyway, they would draw 25,000 people because those guys played ball so hard. They played their hearts out. You know, they didn't get paid much money, but they all they wanted to do
was play ball. And all I, if I go to a ball game, all I want to do is watch a ball game, get away from everything. I don't want to see Black Lives Matter patches on a jersey.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care what your political views are. Just play ball.
Well, yeah, and that's what I loved. One of the comments on the KJJR tweet yesterday showing the two logos, the guy was like, can I just watch baseball? Can I just go to a freaking baseball game? Like, no, you can't even have a baseball team without the Biden administration trying to screw it all up. Tim and Savage, and Rock, great to hear from you. Thanks for the call. Tim and Savage was thinking the same thing I was. Do the Range Riders have pink sweatshirts? You're not a real baseball team if you sell pink hoodie sweatshirts, is what that John Tester ad clown guy would say. Andy and Whitefish, when it goes to the Ryan Bussey video, we should call him Gary Busey, the crazy actor. That was from Andy and Whitefish. Carol in Billings makes a really good point here. Aaron, I disagree with Representative Hageman out of Wyoming. You know, Congresswoman Harriet Hageman said that the Biden administration are unserious people. And this baseball logo is a case in point of how they are unserious people. Carol says the Biden administration, they are very serious people. They are serious about ruining and fundamentally changing this country. As Obama said, they are using chaos, fear, and subversion to get traditional Americans to react violently or give up their freedoms to restore order. That's a very good point there. You know, are we ruled by unserious people who have no idea what they're doing, or are they serious people who are serious about transforming this country into something else, deliberately causing all this harm in America right now?